Okay, today is Daf Mem Gimel. We're on Mem Beis Amud Beis. We're like halfway through the Amud Beis. A little behind. We'll catch up. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Freud family, Lishmas Rachel Bas Mordechai, Hashem Shev and Aliyah. So we ended off yesterday saying that according to Reb Shimon, according to Rabbah, right, the question was, we started off with the following question. If a man is accused of, what was the question that we were up to? Right? If a man accuses another man of, he says to the man, you were ma'anis, my daughter, and went to Bezdin, and you were found guilt, liable, and I want you to pay me now. And the man denies it all. Right? And then the question is, what's the story with that money? Is that money knas, or did it convert into mamma? So Rabbi said it converted into mammon. Right? That's what Rabbi said. It converted into mammon. Right? And therefore, Yechayev Shavuah. Because it converted into mammon. And then we asked a lot, according to Reb Shimon, this is, according to Reb Shimon. And then Abaye asked a lot of questions. It's not really true. So Rava answered, it's only true, Laharisha Levanov. That's how we ended off saying. Right? Well, Laharisha Levanov. What does that mean, Laharisha Levanov? What does that mean? What did we say, amen, yesterday? Does anybody remember what we said amen yesterday?
Yeah, if the father died, right?
If the father died, the ability to collect the knas, if the ability to collect the knas, you can yorish that to your son.
So in that respect, you consider it mammon.
So in that respect, it's like mammon. But it's not really mammon.
Right, it's not.
It's really knas. Okay, that's what we said yesterday. Now, Eisvei, 1 second. According to all that, what does it say in our Mishnah?
It said the opposite.
It said Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon said, I'm up to Eisvei. Like Mamash halfway through, less than halfway through. Eisvei. Abaye now asks Rab another question. It says in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, right? What happened in our Mishnah? What did Reb Shimon say? A girl that is, she's violated, right? A girl is violated, And the man who did the violating has to pay a knas. Im lo hispika ligvos, if he didn't have a chance to collect the money. Ad shemeta av, until the father died. Then who gets to collect the money? Hare hain shal atzma. She can get it herself.
But you just said
it 2 seconds ago that he could give it to each. You can yarshin that right. So then la'atzma amai. Why does it go to the her? The achin boilim head. It should go to the sons. It should go to the brothers. Amar Rava, this kasha is such a strong kasha. Right? You hear this kasha? This kasha is such a good kasha. Kasha Bei Rabba of Rabbi Yosef Esher Vatar Din Shnei. For 22 years, they couldn't answer this kasha. They were bothered by this kasha, Velo Ifrak. They couldn't answer it. Ad until the Yosef Rabbi Yosef Beresha, Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, Upirki, and he answered it. Rashi says, if you want to look at the Rashi, Esher Vatar Din Shnei, Hain Hayu Yimei Shesarat Shal Rabba. Those were the years that Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva. What?
Rabba was Rosh Hashiva. 20 years.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Yosef was the last 2 years.
Right. So he says they're 22. All right, whatever. Umeis, and he died. V'yashav Rabbi Yosef Barosh, and then Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva. V'sayu men Hashemayim, Lepirka, Ligoslo, L'shem. And Hashem gave him help that he could answer this question. It should be a big glory to answer this question. L'fisha hayu Rabba Charif. Rabba was very Charif. L'kach karuhu Oker Harim. That's how he was called Oker Harim. Rabbi Yosef Abhaya Baal Shmuos, he listened very well, he knew a lot of memories, his knowledge was much wider. The Umishno Brisa, Lekach Karu Sinai, that's what they called him, Sinai. Okay.
That's the famous story.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, what's the answer to the question? It's all lovely things over here. What's the answer to the question? The answer to the question is as follows. Shiny Hasam, Ma'onis and Afat is different. Why is it different? Really, you're right. Really, the right to collect the Kenaz does go to the children. Second over here, it doesn't. It's a special pasuk. Why? Shani Hasan. Damar Kra, it says, V'nosan ha'ish ha'shochiv imo la'avia naira chamishim ketef. What does the Torah say? You give it to the father. Meaning, if it doesn't go to the father, it goes to her. It doesn't go to the sons. It's an exception to this rule about knas being yarshined.
There's a mad case.
Right. Shelo lo zichza Torah la'av ela mishas nesina. The only time the father gets it is when he give it to him. If he could give it to him. V'chi kama rabba, and one of the rabbis say he's did that he could yarshin knasos. That's a mamona havi la risha levarav. That's bishar knasos. That's by other knas, not by onus and mafata, because it's a special thing. It says to give it to him. Has to give it to him. So El Mayat, if that's true, Lagabe Eved, also Dechiv, Kesef Shloshim Shekel, Shkolim, Yitein La'adonav. You have to give it. Hacham Nami, Lozizcha Torah La'adon, El Mashas Nasina. Same thing. Only maybe that's true. The Gemara answers no. Yitein L'chud, V'nasan L'chud. No, it's different words. Same Shoresh, different word. Only when it says Yitein. Right? Vinosan. Only says Vinosan. That's an exception to my rule. By Evan, Kanani, it says Yitin, not the same thing, doesn't apply. Ihachi, if that's true. And one second. We said yesterday that Kanasas are different. Why are Kanasas different? Because the Torah said V'chichesh. And you deny. And we said, what does it mean to deny? And we said, that's things that are not Kanas. I ask you to watch my iPod. Then I come back and say, where's the iPod that I asked you to watch? And you say, what iPod? You know they asked me? You deny that I asked you to do me a favor. And has a $500 consequence, right? That's where you have to make a shavua, right? Ihachi, if all that's true, Talmud Lomer, V'chichesh, right? Rabbi Shimon learned out his idea that you can't make a shavua on a knas because it's not a normal thing to deny. Because V'chichesh, that pasuk there, says only things that are normal. What I mean normal? Things that don't have a kanas attached, like a loan or pikadon, right? Those types of things. I asked you to watch something, right? A shomer, all these things, but not a kanas. We don't learn that from here. We learn it out from Talmud Lomar, Vinosan Miboyle. It's a different place we learn it out. From Vinosan now. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Ki Yitzrich V'chichesh, when do we need V'chichesh? For a very funny case. Kigon, for example, Sha'amda Badin, there was a judgment, Ubagra, then she became 12 and a half, then Umesa, then she died. Who collects the money now? The family, he's right, the family. Who in the family? Her father. Is her father collecting it as her father? No. He's collecting it as her yoresh. She doesn't have any time. She doesn't have any kids. She's the only single girl. So who inherits her? Her father. The Hasam ki kayaris, aviha mina dida kayaris. He inherits from her, he collects the money from her, not as a din that you have to give the father the money. No. She was a bogeris. She got the money in her own right. Probably she died. So who collects it? The father. As what? As a yoresh. Not as the father that, you know, you always give the father instead of the girl. That's not the din. You give the father because he's a yoresh. That, right?
It's the only exception to that rule.
Exactly, that's an exception to that rule. Ihachi, yatsu, elu, shem, knas, mamon hu. But they really, so then one second. So then this all turns into money. Why are you still calling it a knas? Because they really, at root, they're a knas. They started out as a knas. Okay. Next. Esvei. Now Abaye asks another kasha. Reb Shimon poter. Reb Shimon says he poter for bringing a shavua. Why? She'ena mishalim knas al piyatzmo. Because you never pay a knas, even when you admit. The only way to ever pay a knas is if Edim impose it. Never on yourself. So Taima Dilo Amad Badin. That implies there was no Amadas Badin. Ha Amad Badin. But if there was Amadas Badin, meaning there were Aidin that showed up, the Mishalim Al Piyatmo Karbon Shvua Namim Bechayev. Then you would be Chayev if you admit, right? Then you should be Chayev a Shvua. In other words, two Aidin come and say you owe 100 shekel as a knas, 50 shekel as a knas. You deny it. What's your denial worth? Nothing. Then, why? Because Edim beat your denial. Then you admit it. So you have to pay? Yes. So why do you have to bring a shavua? Why not? What? I know, but since you had the ability to deny it, even though it's worthless, but you had the ability in theory to deny it.
Everybody has the ability to deny it, but if he doesn't,
so if he doesn't, he doesn't. But he did, and then he realized that hey, I'm just being silly, right? What am I denying? The Adam came, so they caught me, so I can deny from today till tomorrow. Doesn't change a thing. So you know what? I'll save everybody fees for the appeal, and I'll just admit it. So when you did that, you have to bring a shavua. You have to pay now, right? So then you should have to bring a shavua too. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon say you have to bring a shavua? The Gemara answers, you're right. Shavua nami mechayev. So Rabbi Shimon l'dever the rabbanan ka'amalahu. Rabbi Shimon are talking to the chachamim. Lididi, according to me, I hold you never have to take a shavua. You never have to make a shavua on an admission because the Torah doesn't talk about knossos. But according to you guys, odili mihas hechadelo amad badin dechi katava knossa katava, where there's no hamaras adin yet, right? Where there's no hamaras adin yet, right? Dechi katava knasa katava, that when the father finally does make a claim, he's making a claim that's a knas and there should be no shavua. Umode beknas potter, and mode beknas is potter. So why on earth do the rabbanon say that you have to pay? According to Rishon, that's a very good question. According to you, what's going on here?
There was no hamad.
What?
There was no hamad.
Exactly. So why do they pay? Why does he pay if he admits it? There's no knas. There's no hamadas madin. The Gemara answers, Rabbanan Safri, Ki Katava, Boshin Zubagam Katava. You're right. You're right, says Rabbanan back to Rabbi Shimon. You're right. There can never be a knas paid for on an admission. That can never be. What do you have to pay? Boshin Zubagam. That you can pay on admission. In other words, a father comes over to a guy and says, you know, you did a terrible thing to my daughter. You violated my daughter. Right? He says, yes, I did violate your daughter. I did. You're right.
No knas.
Says Reb Shimon, no payment. Says Rabbanan, yes, payment. Bosh is a pagan. That you can admit to. That's what are they arguing about? Doesn't Reb Shimon agree to that? Doesn't Reb Shimon agree
that you pay
Bosh is a pagan? What's going on here? Right? What's going on here? Says the Gemara, but by kamifli, what's going on here? Right? What's going on here? Amar of Papa, Rav Shimon Savar, listen to this. Lo shavak inish midi de kayetz, v'tava midi de lo kayetz. Nobody in their right mind is going to go and how much boshes, how much pagam. It'll turn out the guy will be a disaster. The guy will have to pay $2. Right? They'll say, he was such a chas of the din, and she was so not that, and there's no pagam. Before you know it, it's nothing. Says Rav Shimon, no one's ever going to make a claim like that. What are they going to do? They're going to make sure to have a maras badin to get the knas, to get that 50 shekel that's in the bag. That's not negotiable. Nobody's ever going to forget that and try to get him to admit to get boshes to pagam, which will become nothing. Right? Does that make sense? Make sense?
Not really.
No?
No.
Why?
It's not up to the guy who's bringing him in. It's up to the person itself who's bringing him.
It's up to the Bezdin. Bezdin's going to decide what's the boshes, what's the pagan.
No, it's up to the guy who they're suing against. The guy who did the problem. If he wants to get him out, then he's going to admit to it.
Right. So, but his admission won't make them pay. Won't make him pay. Right? Because you can't admit and pay a knas. So the only way you're going to get that knas is if you have a modest badin, which means edim. It's the only way you're going to get that money. Says Rav Shimon, a guy's going to be busy with that rather than trying to settle and get a cheap boshes and pagam payment.
I think it bothers him more the knas than the boshes and pagam.
What do you mean?
Just for some reason or other, he's
right.
Not fighting the knas.
Right.
He's fighting the boshes
and pagam. And that may be the other side of the equation. For Rabbanan Safri, lo shavak inish midi dechimodi be lo miftar v'tava midi dechimodi be umiftar. So the Rabbanan is the exact opposite. I'd rather get one in the hand. It's worth two in the bush, right? I'll let me get what I can get. What am I going to get? Boshes and pagam he'll admit to. So that I'll get. I'm going to go busy now with Edom. How am I going to find Edom? Who does this in front of Edom? How am I going to find Edom for this? Right? I'm never going to get that knas. That I forget about. At least I can get the boshes and pagam. So they have two opposite ways of looking at it. Okay? Okay. Boy mine Rav Avina ne Rav Sheshes. A whole new Gemara now. The story is like this. Of a girl, the Torah requires, the Torah does not require, the Rabbanon require a man to take care of his daughter. She has to feed his daughter. Right? But then the man dies. So the estate has to feed the daughter. The estate kids say, listen, she's an 8-year-old girl. You're on your own now. Right? This is not like, you know, Oliver Twist. Right? No, this is no such thing like that. Right? They have to take care of her. What if the father died? Right? Listen to this. Boy Rene Revivina Merv Sheshes. Bas Hanizones Minaachim. A girl is being supported by the brothers. Right? So there's a din. Let's say you have a father supporting a girl, and she has a job. And she babysits. So who gets the babysitting money? The father. Right? Because he's supporting her. Ridiculous thing. But so the girl has to give her money to the father. Now the father died. So who's supporting the girl?
Brothers.
The brothers. So who does the girl have to give her babysitting money to the brothers?
It would seem that way.
Well, she had to give it to the father. Does she have to give it to the brothers? That's the Gemara's question. What's this question doing here? Because we were talking about brothers and fathers and the relationship, who gets what claims, so they bring up this. Right? So now, Maisi Yedeha Lami. Who gets the Maisi Yedeha of this girl? Okay? Bimakom Av Kaimi. So now, these brothers are in the place of the father. The father died. Now the brothers are managing the estate on behalf of their father, who's died. Ma Hasam. Maisi Adela Av, just like if the father would be alive. The money would go to the father. Hachanami Maisi Adela Achim. So too, the money goes to the brothers. O Dilma, or you could say, Lo Dami La'av. It's not the same. Why not? Hasam Midide Misazna. When it comes to the father, it's his own money that's supporting his daughter. Hacha over here, it's not the brother's money supporting the girl. It's a fuzzy estate. Hach over here, lav bididei mizazna. It's not their money. Now, you could say, well, it's the Yerusha.
No, it's just the estate.
What? Right, it's the estate.
Everything's the estate.
No, but it's going to end up going to them. Well, so whatever they support her comes out of their pocket eventually. Right? Right? You've never heard someone say that to his parents? Why'd you buy that apartment in Florida? That was my Yerusha. Right?
So, they are the estate.
Exactly. So say over here, same thing. But you don't say that. We don't say that. It's not their money. It's the estate's money.
How long is the estate? Is
we're going to learn about that later on in the Masechta. How long does that go on for? Right? So, but the point is, it's not their money. So why should they get her babysitting money? Why should they? It's not their money. So, Amale, he answers back. By the way, not only does a girl get supported by the estate, so too does a wife. Right? Even if it's a stepmother. Right? These kids, their father died, the kids are looking for this big Yerusha, and it turns out they have to support the wife, not even their mother. It's their stepmother. They have to support the wife, they have to support all these girls. Right? So Amalei, he says back, Tinisua, we love this already. Almana nizonas minichna yisomim, and almana has to be supported from the estate. Umaisi adeha shalahen, and the maisi adeha go to the brothers. Right? The maisi adeha go. She has a job. She works somewhere. You're right. She's supported. They pay the rent and everything. And she has a little bit of a job. And she does, you know, some part-time work, whatever it is. That money goes to them. So if that money goes to them, what should be different than a daughter? Or should it be different than a sister? Right? What's the difference? So the Gemara says a big difference. Me dummy, how can you compare? Almanaso, when it comes to an almana, lo nichale baharvacha. The father has no interest that she should have like a lot of money. That she should be very, that's harvacha means, right? Right? The father doesn't want that this wife should be so lavish after he dies. For a reason. Not interested in that. Bito nichale baharvacha. But a daughter he does. So maybe the daughter gets the poor and she can keep the babysitting money. She can have a nice dowry when she gets married. Maybe yeah. Now one second. But a wife, we'll see in a minute with the wife. But the wife, says the Gemara right now, not so interested. She should have such a, what do you call it? She should be so well off. It's Almana. She shouldn't be so well off. So therefore, of course, if they're going to support her, they can get her salary. Lememra, do you mean to say, debito adifale me almanaso? That a person cares about a daughter more than he cares about a wife? It's not true. But Amar of Ava, Amar of Yossi. Now, the daughter, the rule is like this. Let's say there's not enough money in the estate to support all the kids. Not enough. So what do? The girls sit home, and the boys have to go around knocking door to door for money, begging. But girls don't beg. Right? So the boys have to go beg. What if you only have a daughter and an almana? Says the Gemara, the daughter has to go beg, not the almana. So what do you see? You treat an almana better than you treat a daughter. Right? So, why? Asu almana, eitel abas, they treated an almana next to a daughter, kibas, eitel achin, like a bas next to brothers, binachasim muatim, when there isn't enough money to go around. Right? Ma bas eitel achin, abas nizones, just like a daughter with brothers. The daughter gets supported, v'achin yishal abtachim, and the boys have to go begging for food. But she doesn't go begging, she gets food. Af, so too, almana eitel bas. You have an almana and a daughter. Almana nizonis, the almana gets supported. Vabas tishal apsachim. And the daughter has to go begging. So what do you see? A guy does treat his daughter better. He treats his wife better. So the Gemara says, no. That's a different story. Why is it a different story? L'inyan zilusa, when it comes to a zilusa, almana adifale. And almana's better. What does that mean? So he says over here in the bottom, in the name of the Chaver Ben Chaim, right? He says like this, if he's going to make his wife, who just died, right? He's going to make his almana go begging for food. It's going to give her an incentive to get married right away, not to mourn for him. It makes them look bad. Listen, there's no money in the house. What are they supposed to do? They have to go to the shul and ask for money. They have to go get a handout, right? They have to go to the gemach. Who has to go? Let the daughter go. Why? Because if the wife has to go, it's so embarrassing for her. So she'll marry anybody that comes along. Look at this. The wife, always hear these stories, right? The husband died, the wife got married a week later, right? Nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that in Shemayim. So you know what? If it's between the two of them, let the girl go. Let the wife stay home. At least it won't make me look bad. Really, a guy cares about his daughter more. So how come he makes his daughter go begging for food? That'll make it look even worse. That his wife got remarried right away because she couldn't handle the embarrassment going to bed. Right? She couldn't handle it. So what'd she do? She got married to anybody. That looks terrible. So that's the only reason we have that din. You hear all this? Le'inyin harvacha, but when it comes to harvacha, bita adifale. The daughter is better. He wants his daughter to be as rich as possible. So you know what? The daughter has to get supported, and she has a little money. She makes a little money on the side somehow. She can keep that money herself. A wife? Well, let the wife give it to the sons. Why should they? That might not even be their mother. So why do they have to support her, and she keeps her salary? Why should that be? Okay. Master of Yosef. Ask Rav Yosef, one second. Ma'isi yadeha umetziyasa. But what did the Mishnah say? This is a Mishnah, quoting a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the ma'isi yadeha, her salary, umetziyasa, and her metziyah, whatever she finds, afalpi shalo gavsa, even though nobody's collecting it, meish ha'av, if the father died, harehein shal achim, it goes to the brothers. Time, but the whole reason is, the b'chaye ha'av. Because it happened while the father was still alive. Then, after he died, can the brother say, can he turn it over? No. Halachar misas av, but after the father died, la'atzma, it will be for herself. My love, aren't we talking about bini zonis? Right? And what do you see from here? That they can't take the food away, they can't take the salary away from the wife. The Gemara says, lo, b'she'en ani zonis. Well, she's not being supported. So, b'she'en nizonis, my lememra. Right? What's the chiddush in that? Right? Even if you hold it, a master could say to an Eved, say, imin ve'ena zanach, work for me and I'm not going to support you. A guy can do that to his Eved Kanan. And Eved Kanan says, what am I supposed to eat? It's not my problem. Right? I don't have to support you. You're going to work for me from 9 till 9. You're going to be working out in the fields. And when it comes time for dinner, it's not my problem. You can say that. You can't say that to a Jewish person. You can't say that even to an Eved Ivri. For sure you can say it to your own daughter. Right? Now, if we're talking about a case where the brothers aren't supporting her, of course she gets thrown food. What's she supposed to do? Starve? It's Amar Rabba Bar Ula Lo Nitzricha El Ha'adafa. Now the Chiddush was for any extras. I would have thought that if she's supported and she gets to keep her own salary, what? And there's extra money. Why should she get the extra money? Why should she get so much extras? Let the extras go back into the estate. Kamashbal, and she gets to keep it. Good? Now, the bottom line is, this is an entirely different society. Right? What? Amar Rava, I'm trying to give examples to make it like okay, if you actually understand what's going on. Like, she's a babysitter, right? Amar Rava, Gav Rabba Krav Yosef, Lo Yada De'ika Hadafa, Ukumosef Tiyufta. It's not really possible that a great man like Rav Yosef would have had a kasha like this, and not really given an answer. Ela Amar Rava, Rav Yosef Matzisa Gufi Kasali. Here's what Rav Yosef's problem was. It says in the Mishnah a very funny thing, which I just read over, didn't even focus on. It says, Katani, what does it say? Maisi Adeha, her Maisi Adeha, Umitsiyasa, and something she found, Afal Pi Shalo Gavsa. Even though nobody's collecting it. What does that mean? Mitziyasa miman gavya. Who's collecting something she found? What does that mean? Elalav hachikamar. Here's what it means. Maisi yadeha, her maisi yadeha, ki mitziyasa, is just like a mitziya. What does that mean? Ma mitziya b'chaya av la'av. If she finds something, she finds a gold watch. Who gets the gold watch?
Father.
The father. Why? Because otherwise it's going to cause friction in the house. Why should she keep the watch? The father's supporting her. He's working so hard to pay her tuition. And as she gets to, she won the lottery. She gets the lottery. That's crazy. After he dies, she does talk and keep the lottery money. So af maisi adeha nami. So to her handiwork. You're right. That's a raya. You're right. That what? Even if the brothers support her, she gets to keep that lottery money, and she gets to keep all her maisi adeha, and anything she finds, all goes to her. It manami amr v'huda marav bas hanizonis min achin maisi adeha la'atzma amr v'kahana.
After she pays off her the maintenance,
she doesn't have to pay any maintenance.
No maintenance. So this is everything's hers.
Everything's hers. My time of why? The Ktzivit says by Neved Kenani v'hisnachaltem osam levnechem acharechem. Osam levnechem. Yeah, those can inherit to your children. V'lobin osechem levnechem. You can't do that to your own daughter. You can't make your own daughter become the Eved of the brothers. No way. Makin she'ein out the morish zechus bito levno. A man does not inherit the zechusim of his daughter to his sons. Maskin flo rabba v'eima v'pitu habas v'kinosos v'chavolos akosav medaber. Maybe that's all talking about knossos and claims and lawsuits. Maybe that doesn't go to the daughter. Doesn't go to the brothers. But her salary does. V'chein tanner of chanina v'pitu habas v'kinosos v'chavolos akosav medaber. As a matter of fact, he held that. That's what you can't yarshin. Knossos, stuff like that. But her salary? The brothers do get the salary. Chavalos, tzair de gufin inu. I don't know. Chavalos is the tzair of her own body. That goes to the brothers? Somebody punches this girl, has to pay $100. That goes to the brothers?
Didn't even go to the father.
What? Maybe it did. Maybe it did.
Why?
Amar Rav Yosi, Bar Chanina, shepatza bifaneha. Right? They hit her. What does it mean, bifaneha? In front of them?
No, in her face.
In her face. So what they do? They reduced her marketability. Nobody wants that girl like that babysitting for them, right?
It decreased her value.
It decreased her value. So there was a pagam to the brothers. Amr of Zera, Amr of Masta, Amr of Rav, Amrila, Amr of Zera, Amr of Masta, Amr of Rav, Bas Nizonis Min Achin. The brothers have to support her. Maisi Adeha La'atma, and the Maisi Adeha go to her. Tiksev it says, "Vesnachalta Moslem Levnechem Acharechem." Oslem Levnechem. Yeah, avadim get inherited. V'lo b'noseichem livnechem. But daughters don't get inherited. Magid she'ena demorish bito zechus bito livno. You don't bequeath the zechusim to your daughter. Amalei avdimi bara papi. Shakud Amra. Shakud said that. Shakud Mani, who's that? Shmuel. It's Shmuel. Harav Amra, but we heard Rav said it. Ema af Shakud Amra. Yeah, right. Rav said it, and also Shmuel said it. Amra Mar Bar Meimar, Loravashi, Hachi Amin Ardai, in Ardai we said Hilchasa Kavaseh de Rav Sheshes, Ravashi Amra Hilchasa Kavaseh de Rav, Vehilchasa Kavaseh de Rav. That what? Right? That the Maisi Adeha belonged to the daughter herself, even though the brother had to support her. That's how we paskin. Okay?
Did she find something?
What? I think it also goes to her.
We're talking the whole time about, of course, the katana, right? You didn't say, but it's katana. Anything above the katana, Bulgaris,
they control her. I told, but then she's on her own. I don't know if they have
they
to support.
Don't have to support her.
I don't know if they have to support her anymore. She's on her own. Okay? Next Mishnah. Hama'aris es bito. Right, so remember we've learned in the Yavamis like 1,000 times that a father can only marry his daughter once. And after that, he has no right to marry her again. That's only true if there's Nisuin. If there's Erisin, only Erisin, he can marry her 1,000,000 times. So Hama'aris es bito. If somebody does Erisin for his daughter, Vigirsha. But the guy after Erisin divorced her, sent her back home. Center packing, they never had nisuin. So therefore what? The father can do it again. So Irsa, he does it again. Vinis Armula. And now, Nebuch the guy died. So she became an almana, she never had nisuin yet. She's already been through two marriages, right? Ksuvasa shalo. Who gets the ksuva? The father. Why? Because she's still a katana. The father gets all her money. Right? Now, next case. Hisia. What if the takadim was Nisuin? The Girsha. And then after Nisuin, the husband divorced his wife, sent her back home. She's still 11 years old. Hisia. He marries her again. Right? Vinis Armala. And now she gets. Now the guy dies. Tsuvasa Shala. The tsuva goes to her. Why does the tsuva go to her? Says Rashi. It's the second Rashi in the Mishnah. Dimishehesia. Once the father does Nisuin, once she does Nisuin after the father married her off, Paka Rishuso. She leaves the father's Rishus.
Right?
Ubasar Guvaina Azlinan. Vuguvaina Basihachihu. And who collects? The person in charge collects. Meaning who? Herself. Right? Velo Azlinan Basar Ksiva. We don't go after when the ksuva was written. Lomar to say, well, halavar rishon and nichtava ba'od abrishus av tevi lav. When does the collecting count? When it's collected, not when it's written. When it's written, she's taka in her father's rishus, right? But she leaves the father's rishus. Aye, it was written when it was the father. We don't go when it was written. We go when it's collected. It's collected right now, right? Right now, she has nothing to do with her father. Why not? Because she had nisuin already. So, too, therefore, the ksuva goes to her herself.
How was he allowed to marry her?
Yeah. So that's exactly what Shonen said. He did it. He did it.
And she didn't object.
And she didn't object. So it's Drabonin, maybe.
Could a Kohen also do that or not?
Do what?
To marry her a second time. She's already divorced.
No, he can't marry Gerusha.
Right, so then he can't.
No. But we're not talking about that issue.
He's not marrying off a daughter. Father marrying off a daughter.
Father marries off a daughter. So he can only do it once. So, by the way, he's no worse than the mother and the brothers marrying her off. She's the Rabbanan. So he did it fine, so it's the Rabbanan. Right, she's called the Yisoma B'chai Ha'av, right? She's right. The Yisoma, and her father's still alive.
Maybe he can marry her, but it's only the Rabbanan.
Cool, right, yeah, 100%. But the point is that by the Suin, you leave the Rishus. By Erisin, you don't. Right? That's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. And we all really knew that. We all really knew this. But okay.
Even though she's now going back to his Rishus anyway, and he supports her, and she's only 11... She keeps
exuding. Exactly. Because regarding that money, she left her father.
She only goes back to her, his rishus, and she is the erisin, not the suin.
She has nowhere to, she goes back to the house because she has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Right? She doesn't know where she's going. She goes back to her father. Who gets the kesuva money? She gets it herself. Why? Because that's what Rashi said.
Out of the father's rishus.
Out of the father's rishus.
If she goes to babysit now, it goes to her father.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Why is the state required to maintain her?
Why what?
Why is the state required?
So we're going to learn later what she's supposed to do.
They're not required to maintain her anymore.
What she, when?
Tell her, please leave.
When?
After the second time that he died.
That's so the father took her back. What should the father say? Get out of here? He didn't say that. So he's hoping, oh, you know, I'll take her back. I married her off to this very rich guy. There's a huge ksuva. We'll collect the ksuva. Right? And the answer is, sure, the father doesn't get the money.
It's true.
Okay.
Rabbi Huda Omer, Harishona
Shalav. Now, the first ksuva belongs to the father. Right? Why does the first ksuva belong to the father?
Because the Gemara is going to say
it goes when it was written.
And it was written,
and still she's still at home.
Right?
How is he arguing from the ratio?
No, the ratio, there was only Eirusin. He's not arguing on the ratio. He only argues on the Nesuin part. Because he agrees that once there's Nesuin, she's in her own Rishos. Just, it was written in the father's Rishos. When it was written, she was still in the father's house. Amrulo, Mishaythiya, Ein Levi Rishos. But what are you talking about? Once she gets married, the father has no Rishos. The father has no rights. So Behuda is going to say, I hold, it goes when it was written. And when it was written, she was still living at home. Right? Taima. Now this whole reason, before we get to the meat of the Gemara is a side point. Taima, why does the Mishnah have to give a funny case of divorced and then died? How about two cases of death? So it's, right? Nothing would change if it was a death and a death, and a divorce and a death, and a divorce and a divorce. It's all the same story. So why is it two different things? So Taima, the see of the Girsha. Because there was a marriage and a divorce, he see of it as Armala. Avin is Armala, trace him the. What if she would have been divorced? What if the husband would have died twice? Su lo chazi len tuve. She wouldn't be able to get married again. Why? It's a side point to let us know that a chazaka is created with twice. So we don't want to say that. But she can't get married. She's stuck the rest of her life. She's 11 years old. She can never get married again. We don't want to say that. What do we say? One of them was a divorce. Okay? Good?
Even an Arison is considered twice?
Yeah.
Even
yeah. Though? Yeah. We had that in the Yavamas. Right? The Gemara said, because what's the issue? Is it the relationship? Or is it just a shame marriage? Remember we said that?
She's living in her father's house, she gets married, and then he dies, and it's her fault. It's her fault.
Okay. Now, my time with Rabbi Huda. So why does Rabbi Huda say that the first tshuva goes to the father? When there's an Nesuin. Why? So, Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Damar Tevayu, Hoel Umishas Erisin Zacha Bahen Ha'av. Because at the time of Erisin, the father already had a right to it. Does that answer make any sense? Right? What does that mean? What does that mean, Mishas Erisin, the father had a right to it? Right?
Actually, she's still living in his house.
Yeah, she's an Erison.
There's no
Erison,
right?
Erison means...
What would happen if there's Erison and then the guy died? Do you pay a ksuva on Erison?
Who died?
The husband.
The husband died.
Do you pay a ksuva on Erison? No? Do you?
What do you mean? The ksuva belongs to her.
I know, but does the estate have to pay if there was only Erison? There was only Erison. There was only Erison and then he died, the husband.
No.
So do you have to pay a ksuva on just Erison?
No.
Yes, we said the Mishnah.
What?
We said the Mishnah.
Well, the answer is you do.
You do.
Right? Right, you do.
No, he died.
Right? The question is, who gets it? Who gets it on Erison?
The father.
Who gets it on a Suin?
She does.
Says Rabbi Huda, since at Shas Erison it goes to the father, so therefore, even though there wasn't a Suin, the first Suva goes to the father. The answer is because it goes when it's written. That's what we're going to say. Right?
That's what he says.
What?
That's what Rabbi Huda says.
Right. Masiv Rav. Okay, so now Masiv Rav. Rava. Masiv Rava. Rabbi Huda Omer. Harishona Shalav. The first one goes to the father. Umod Rabbi Huda. B'ma'aris is bito kishi katana. Let's say he was ma'aris her when she was a katana. Ubagra, then she got older. V'yachakach nises. Now she got married. She ain't lavia rishuspa. Now the father does not get that ksuva. V'amai, why not? Hachanami. Lema hol mishas erisin zachabah banav. Say the same thing. Say the same thing. Ella, I itmar, hachi itmar. Rather, that's not the right answer. Rabbi Avraham ben Tavayo, holo reshuso nichtavin. That's the answer. It was written in his reshus. Umigva ne'emas gavya. I'm sorry. Hoel ubreshuso nichtavin. It was written in his reshus. Okay? Good?
Yeah, that's why
what he holds.
That's what he holds. Okay, we'll stop here. And then, we'll stop here. We're right in the middle of something. Umigva be'emas gavya. We have to read that long Rashi, so we don't have time to read it. So we'll stop right here. Okay? We'll stop here. Hopefully tomorrow we'll catch up. All right? Everybody have a very good day.